Frank whirled around and brought up the Winchester.
Don't shoot! It's just us!
Give Ben and Nick a hand. Get Mr. Tolliver and Daryl out the front door and head for the main barn. We'll try to ford up there.
The men had reached the porch and lifted the half-conscious Tolliver and Daryl to their feet. Frank knelt for a second beside the cowboy who'd been shot and checked for a pulse without finding one. The young man was dead.
I'll cover you. Head for the barn.
Ben, Nick, and the two punchers started across the open ground, half-carrying, half-dragging Tolliver and Daryl. Frank paced after them, snapping shots at every target he picked out in the moonlight chaos. Bullets whined around their heads and kicked up dust around their feet. Frank looked around and saw that the bunkhouse and the blacksmith shop were burning too. The men inside the barn had seen them coming. The door swung open far enough to let Ben and the others stagger through. As Frank ran into the barn, the defenders slammed the doors behind him.
What do we do, Morgan? There's too damn many of them.
How many men do we have left?
I don't know. Some of them must have got blown up by all that dynamite.
There are about 30 of us in here now, Morgan, counting you fellas who just got here. That leaves 8 or 10 unaccounted for. I'm afraid they must have been killed in the fighting. When those explosions went off in the bunkhouse and the blacksmith shop, the men who had sought cover there abandoned the buildings and fought their way over here.
We can't stay here. They probably saw us converging on the barn, and this is where they'll concentrate their next attack. If they got any dynamite left, they'll try to blow us to kingdom come.
So we gotta get out of here.
That's how I see it.
We can't do that. We can't run.
It's run or die, Ben.
When I was in the army during the war, we'd call it a strategic retreat. Ain't no shame in it.
But this is my home. Mine too, Ben. But Mr. Morgan and the others are right. If we stay and fight, we'll all be killed. We need to get out, split up, and regroup later.
That's right, Nick. See about getting horses ready. Ben, you help him. We'll go out the back. I'm sure they got it covered, but at least it'll be darker that way, and they might not be able to shoot quite as well.
The battle is over, but the war isn't. That's right, isn't it?
Damn right. We're not gonna let Wedge and his friends get away with this. But when we tangle with them again, it'll be at a time and a place of our choosing.
Very well,
Here they come again!
Mount up! Mount up and bust out the back. Don't stop firing until you're well away from the barn.
About 5 miles north of here, there's a big coulee where a creek used to cut through a ridge. It'd be easily defended and we could rendezvous there tomorrow.
Sounds good to me. Spread the word as best you can, and I'll do the same.
Irvin agreed, and then hurried off to find a horse. Not all of the mounts had been brought into the barn before the fighting started, but Frank thought there were enough for everyone who was left. He reached Stormy, slid the Winchester into the saddle boot, and swung up under the Appaloosa's back.
Go!
The bar securing the rear doors had been removed. The horses surged against the doors, throwing them open. 6 guns blazing, the men poured out of the barn and into the countryside.